Okay, good evening, Abosai. Good evening, good evening. Okay, we're up to Simon Kuf Samach. We're up to Seif Hey. And we'll be continuing with Alochas of Netilas Yodayim. Seif Hey says the following. Em Aloch Paisales Ola Bemaim Shuvim. So we have spoken the previous few shiurim. We've spoken about the concept of melocha, water that has done a melocha. What happens if water is not a melocha? We said that it cannot be used for netilas yadayim. What happens if the water is not going to be used for netilas yadayim, but for tvilas yadayim? So you're not actually going to be using the water which has had a melocha for netilas yadayim, but you're going to. We spoke previously about the concept of tvilas yadayim. You just dip the hands. And thereby, so he says that that any water that you're using, it's any water you're using. So he says, "Em melocha poiseles, melocha will only passel for maim shuvim, for water that is being drawn." Ben shem bekli, whether it's a kli, ben shem bekaka, whether it's still in the ground. Havoloi b'mei mikveh, but if it's mikveh water, oi mayon, spring water, ba'odim mechobam, as long as it's connected, there, the water will not be a, melocha will not be a problem. Melocha will not be a problem. If it's still mechobam, if it's still connected to its source, water there, even as melocha has been happening, it won't pass for Netilas Yadayim. I'm saying that it's likely to be Netilas Yadayim, but the truth is, even if you do Netilas Yadayim there, it would be still okay. So my water which is still in the source, so if it's still Mechuba, as the Shulchan Aruch calls it, it's still the source of the water, there, if you do Tvil or Netilas Yadayim, it won't pass even if Melocha has been taking place there. Seif Vav, Chamei Hu'u, water that, we're moving on to a slightly different topic now, which is the temperature of water. We'll speak about this following scenario now, which is Chamei Hu'u, water that has been heated up by the sun. Water has been heated up by the sun. Noitli Mahem Liodayim, that water can be used for Netilas Yadayim. Afrin Chamim, even if the water reaches a temperature shayad soiledes bohem, that the water will it's not burning, it's cause very good, will cause, will cause the hand to retract. Yeah, shayad soiledes perish. And the explanation for that would be, it's the identical heat then, shekol shekreis shaltinik nichve emenu, the stomach of a baby, which is quite vulnerable and it's quite, it's very sensitive. A baby's stomach is sensitive. So if the water reaches that kind of, that kind of heat, that a baby's stomach will get burnt, will get burnt, which is the same heat that a person would pull away from the heat, an adult would pull away from the heat. That is called Yad Soiledes Boy. We know this heat, this concept, this temperature from Hilchas. That's right, from Hilchas Shabbos, from Hilchas Bishlon Shabbos. Yad Soiledes Boy, that's when it's considered Mevushal Kotzorka, in Hilchas Shabbos, we know very in Simon Shin Yud Ches. And Shimon Reish Nun Gimel in Hilchas Shabbos, we speak in great detail about this concept of Yad Soiledes Boy by water. But here, it's not about Mishra Shabbos. It's about when water which reaches that kind of heat from the sun. So imagine you're in desert or you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you've got water that reaches that height from the sun. You didn't put it on. You didn't cook it. You didn't boil. It just reached out because it was out in the sun. Heated it to that kind of heat, shayat soiledes bohem, then you could wash for netilas yadayim. Again, chamei hu'u, if it got hot from the sun, from the heat, noitli mayim leyadayim, you're allowed to do netilas yadayim from it, afilu in chamim, even if it's hot, shayat soiledes bohem, that the water will, yad soiledes, the hand will get, with this, shayat soiledes bohem, that you'd pull away the hand, Perish. Shekol shekreis shel tinoik. That any time that the stomach of a tinoik, of a baby, nichva, man, will get burnt, nevertheless, you can turn it to tilas yadayim from it. Very good. Well, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says about that. What about hot tap water? So Rabbi said, now we're going to be seeing the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Chavov. There's going to address the very interesting shaila. What will be the halacha if the water is hot? Not from the sun, but from, hot water. Can you wash your hands with piping hot water? Can you wash your hands with very, very hot water? Sometimes, imagine it's freezing cold outside and you're washing your hands. And you want to use the water from the urn, or from the hot water? Can you just can you use boiling hot water for washing your hands? Can you do that or not? So I suppose to understand that, So well, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. Sevkon Chavov defines Yatzeledas. That the hand gets pulled away, that it shouldn't get burnt. So that's considered Yatzeledes Boim. There's, of course, with very wide machloikas achroinim, how do you define Yatzeledes Boim? Rav Moshe Feinstein on one side of the person, what exactly is the temperature, the degree of Yatzeledes Boim? But without going into that, Sivkot and Chav Zayin, Bohem, V'yesh Machmir B'Yatzeledes Boim. Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, you need to be aware, what Shulchan Aruch says, that Yatzeledes Boim, that it's fine, you can wash your hands, not everybody agrees to that, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, Shulchan Aruch says, hot water from the sun is okay, but says the Mishnah Berurah, not everybody agrees to that. There are Achreinim who hold very hot water, you cannot wash your hands, even if it's heated from the sun. Says the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim, right, if you have got no other water besides piping hot water, you can use very, very hot water. The Ikra, because the main opinion is, Kedasa Shulchan Aruch, like the opinion Shulchan Aruch. Uve Poshin, and if there is lukewarm water, in Issa Klala Kulam, if it's lukewarm, you can wash your hands with it, that's no problem at all, according to any opinion. Vafili Mayu Chamin, Mitrilavit, it's Sanu Venasu Poshin, even if it was very hot water, initially, and it cooled down. Fenasu poshrin, and it gets lukewarm. Gamkin muta, it's also muta. Velefiza, therefore, imeilay mayim acherem. If it's got no other water besides very hot water, kim chamin shalat zeledes b'ain. If it's got only very hot water shalat zeledes b'ain, yire lehamtin me'at. You should see to wait a little bit. Alche it's standing by mikzas until the water cools down a little bit, that the water shouldn't be that hot, and it will be permitted according to all opinions. Yeah. It's not a problem. It won't be a problem. As long as you wash your hands thoroughly, we're going to see soon how you wash your hands thoroughly. So as the freezing cold is not a problem. The only problem here is because the concept of chame'o, which is heat, hot water. Yeah, so Lemaisa, I don't exactly know what the conversation is all about, because it's not something that every hot water is eventually going to cool down. So I suppose there's no real urge to be particularly medical. I don't think he may make it. You know what? Let's wait for Siv Zayin. Maybe that's going to, because it's talking about Chametve. I think that might answer your question. Okay. What would be a scenario of very hot water? What would be a case? Yeah. Tap, if you've got a tap and it's really hot water coming out, can you wash your hands with it? Yeah, so the answer is going to be, if it's Yatzeledes Boim, if it's really hot, then you better wait a few minutes until it cools down a bit and you wash your hands then. Yeah, or you could add cold water, yeah. I suppose you can add a bit of cold water, yeah. No, I don't think that's the problem. It would have been similar to it's not that there was a melacha made with it, but it was the water has gone through some transformation. It is it has a certain heat. So it's not normal water, as it were, that nothing happened to it. Consequently, there's an issue with it. But again, Shulchan Aruch says even piping of water is fine. Ice. Oh, okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. There will be later Seifim about fizzy water and similar. Chamei Tveria Seif Zayin, the last two words of the Seif. Hot springs of Tveria. Has anybody been to the hot springs of Tveria? Oh, yeah, you have? Oh wow, brilliant. Okay, so Chamei Tveria. The hot springs of Tveria. Chamei Tveria. Yochel lehatbil bohem es yadayim. You can wash your... You can lehatbil bohem es yadayim. If you find yourself in the hot springs of Tveria, then there's a hot springs, hot water there. So in order, and you want to just save yourself the schlep to the... Can you just dip your hands and take them out and say the bracha and have your mitzi? So yochel hatpil mes yadayim, you can. Tvilas yadayim is fine in the Chamei Tveria, in the hot springs of Tveria. Yes, it is hot, but nevertheless, tvilas yadayim is acceptable there. Have a little man bekli loy, but if you want to do netilas yadayim from the water of Chamei Tveria, that's no good. That you can't do. Have a little man bekli loy. So tvilas yadayim of Chamei Tveria is fine. Netilas yadayim of the Chamei Tveria is no good. V'im himshich oisan ba'oretz, if the water of the Chamei Tveria got pulled away, there was like, it flowed, it continued, the flow continued, ba'oretz, derech oretz, it was a groove, and he carried on, the Chamei Tveria, hot springs, and there was like a groove, the water continued on, so there was a charetz, there was a groove, and the water carried on. Chotzlem koim, I'm outside their place. Ve'evsikon, and they got disconnected. Me'amayen, from the source. Hanoivea, from where it emerged. Im yesh, v'em she'a mikveh, matpilin b'yem adayim. If this new place, for where it went, had a she'a mikveh at 40 saw, had sufficient water there, it was a pool of water 40 saw, then matpilim in yadayim, you can dip your hands and you can do tefilas yadayim, then it's fine. But if there is not a shem mikveh there, it's a continuation, but it got disconnected. It was a continuation, but it got disconnected, and you haven't got a shem mikveh there, you can't do tefilas yadayim there. If the groove there continued and the water was very hot, so it's a continuation of the water through the charetz, through the groove, it was very hot water still there. According to Rashi and Rashbo, it's very hot water, you can't do tefillas yadayim there. So we've got a machlokes apoiskim, what happens if you've got Chamei Tveria, very hot water, and there's it's a hot springs of Tveria. The water continues on. It's a groove. The water continues, and the water there is still very hot there. Can you tefillas yadayim? Machlok is a shoyim as to whether tefillas yadayim there is acceptable. Yes or no? And we're ready to move on to Sif Ches. Tam pisul Chamei Tveria netile. Now, what is the reason why Chamei Tveria water is no good? Why is there a problem of the hot springs of Tveria? What is the problem with it? Why is water that emerged from the hot spring, why is hot water from Chamei Tveria a problem? So it says Shulchan Aruch, look at this, it's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch. The wording of the Shulchan Aruch is quite unique. Ta'am pisul Chamei Tveria netile. The reasoning, the rationale for the psul, for the invalidation, of Chamei Tveria netile, of the Chamei Tveria for netile, is as follows. Mipnei, because shehem morim, they are bitter, ve'enum morim uyim, and they are not appropriate lishtias hakelev for the drinking of a dog. So there's a bitterness to it. There's a bitter taste. They're a bit bitter. Chamei Tveria, you've been to Tveria? Yeah. So there's apparently the waters there from the Chamei Tveria. It's not the heat. It's the fact that they are a bit bitter. So therefore, dogs are going to be reluctant to drink that water. And therefore, if dogs don't drink it, you can't wash your hands with it. Yeah, good question.
What about the dead sea?
Maybe the continuation. One second. Rabbi Kagan, I think the Hemshech is the answer. You're right. It's like no good. But if you're finding this, if there is water which is not bitter, then, and dogs would drink it, then you could drink. So we're learning a rule that the reason why Chamei Tveria water is not acceptable for netilas yadayim is because it's bitter water. Because it's bitter water, you can't do netilas yadayim. Dogs would drink it, you can wash with it. If dogs wouldn't drink it, you can't wash netilas yadayim with it.
What about dead sea?
Very good. What about dead sea water? Yeah, salt. Yeah, so the next sif is going to tell us in a minute, but based on what we learned now, what would you say? No. Why? Very good. So we'll see that in a minute. We'll see that now. Mayim meluchim, Shulchanoch Seif Tes. Salty water, oisruchim. Water that have got a very bad taste. Oy morim, bitter water, salty water. She'ein ha-kelev yochal ishtois mehem, that an average dog will not drink. Psulim le'netilas yudayim. Can't be used for netilas yudayim. Afal pishik sherim le'mei mikveh le'tvila. Although you can, they are kosher for mikveh le'tvila, but they are not kosher for netilas yudayim. Very salty water. So if you want to have your sandwich next to, you can't take a keli and wash with Dead Sea water if it's really salty.
Geyser water.
What's that?
A geyser is like, I think in New Zealand they have it, isn't it? It's like from the well it springs up. I think it's called geyser. Yeah, I'm sure it's called a geyser.
Are they hot? They're very hot.
No, I think it's.
So how does that taste? And how does it taste? So I suppose that if it's salty or it's bitter or anything like that, that and the dog wouldn't drink it, you can't. But otherwise, it should be fine. Now what happens if it's muddy water? So if they are like they're dirty, machmastit, because of the mud, shenis arvoim, which is mixed with them. Now, im ha-kelev yochel lishtois mehem, if the dog would drink from it, ksherim, they're kosher. Bein le-tilas yudayim, bein le-mikveh, whether it's for netilas yudayim, whether it's for mikveh, for tvilas yudayim. Vim eino yochel lishtois mehem, but if the dog would refuse to drink from that water, psulim ishtayim, it would be possible, both for netila and both for tvila. What happens if you boil? Now I don't know. I'm not very experienced. What happens if you boil salty water?
The salt evaporates.
Okay. So what?
The other way around.
The water. Oh, is that how it works? So, is there any way to get rid of the salt?
By boiling it.
Yeah. How do you get rid of the salt?
They do it in Israel.
That's right, they do.
Desalination.
Yeah, how does that work?
You take away the water and the water condenses back. It turns to gas and then it turns back into water on a metal or cold surfaces.
Oh, wow, look at that. We've got science experts over here. Wow.
You boil it over a plate and it condenses above it and then it drips.
Oh, right. So the salt remains there and the water, very good. So that must, very good, very good, very good. Very impressive. You must be, again, you must have a physics degree straight from Tardis. Very good, very, very good. Okay, so that's probably something what the Mishnah Berurah must be referring to, something similar to that. Because Mishnah Berurah talks about a way of actually removing the salt. Sifkot lamed ches. Mayim meluchim, if you've got really salty water. May hayom, if you've got seawater, which is salty. Imetichu oison, if you boiled it. Chozul yos ruin lishtias kelef, this was salty water. And now it's back to drinkable water a dog would drink it now. The ksherim l'netila, and they are now kosher netilas yudayim. So you've got a way of removing the salt. If you've got a way of removing the salt, so if you remove the salt now, it's kosher netila. It's kosher netila. You can use it for netilas yudayim. So, but that, what does that mean? If you're by the sea, Rabbi Yisai, haloch lemaisa. If you're by the sea, you're by the beach, and you want to have your sandwich, and you realize, oi, forgot to take. Forgot to take water with, and you want to wash now netilas yudayim with the water by the beach. Can you do that? Okay, you're saying tefilas yudayim. Okay, what about netilas yudayim? Can you do netilas yudayim by the sea?
Yeah,
It's salty. You can't.
You can figure out a way to get rid of the salt there and then.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah, if you've got a plug around. Yeah, yeah. What? So it's a problem. It is a problem. So but as you pointed out very, very correctly, about to do tvilas yadayim, that would be perfectly acceptable, like with any other salty water. So again, if you're by the sea and it's salty water, which is likely to be the case, then do not attempt to do tvilas yadayim because it's salty enough that the dog will not drink it. Is that correct? Yeah, I think it's very salty. So Netilas Yadayim is not acceptable. However, Tefilas Yadayim is fine. So you can save yourself bringing the keli with. Right? Because Netilas Yadayim will be fine. Good. The Mishneh Berurah said... Now the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Lametes gives us an interesting reason. Why is it that if a dog wouldn't drink it, that you can't wash until that's your dime? Why is it? Are we in any way compared to... what is it? Why is it if a dog wouldn't drink it, you can't do until that's your dime with it? Why?
Purity of the water.
Water is that bad? Yeah? It's called no usage. Good. So similar to that, the Mishneh Berurah says, I think it's a Lomdish Mishneh Berurah over here. Lomdish Mishneh Berurah. Lomdish Mishneh Berurah says as follows. And Ziv Kotten Lametes. She'ena Kelev. I don't know who he's quoting over here, but he says as follows. The Kivin Shesruchim Kol Kach. Since it's so... Sruchim, it's so dirty. Shafilu a kelev en yochalishto is mehem. That even a dog wouldn't attempt to drink it. Haveke ilun is patal mitoiras mayim. It's removed from the title of water. It's not called water anymore. The pastur abon and letilas yadayim. Chazal said, you wash your hands with water. If a dog doesn't drink it, it's not water. It's not water. It's not water. If we don't drink it, that can still be considered water. You know, we are fussy people, so if we don't drink it, it could still be considered water. It's still water if you don't drink it. But if a dog doesn't drink it because it's too salty, because it's too dirty, because it's too bitter, if a dog doesn't drink it, then it's not water anymore. It's going to be something, another liquid, but it's not considered water anymore. And Chachomim said, you wash hands with water and not with that liquid. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, so the truth is that this is specifically halach with regards to Netilas Yadayim. It's specifically halach Netilas Yadayim. Yeah, it's a good point that you say. It's specifically halach with regards to Netilas Yadayim. Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If the water's chlorinated, you couldn't use it?
Yeah.
Chlorinated.
I'm not 100% sure it's a problem because I'm not 100% sure because I don't.
Dog wouldn't drink it.
A dog wouldn't drink it.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Is it? I'm not sure. I mean,
Yeah, dog wouldn't drink it.
That means you couldn't do a swimming pool then, for example.
And it probably depends, British dogs, or maybe, you know. Yeah. You
can.
Yeah. Okay, pastors. Okay, I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, but probably. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. We learned that Melacha, the concept, we finished off the concept of Melacha for the last final Seif, which told us that the whole idea of Melacha is only with regard to Ma'am Shuvim, if it's regards to Tvilas Kelim, or more generally speaking, if you have, or if the water is still attached to its source, then Melacha is not a problem. We spoke about hot water, which has been heated through the sun. We learned Shulchan Aruch says if it's Yatzeledes boy, it's still not a problem. Mishneh Berurah, however, quotes Achronim that no, hot water actually is a problem. Makes no difference if it's heated by the sun or by anything else. Hot water, if it's more than Yatzeledes boy, Shulchan Aruch says is a problem. He says if there's no other water, you can be making like Shulchan Aruch, but you might as well just wait a couple of minutes and you'll be fine. Hot springs up Tveria. We learned that Tvilas Yadayim is fine. Netilas Yadayim is a problem. Chamei Tveri, we learned, is because of the bitterness, and that leads to the led us to the next concept, which anything that a dog would not drink because of its bitterness, because of its saltiness, because of its dirtiness, anything that the dog wouldn't attempt to drink is posul le netilas Yodayim. And the reason for that, the Mishnah Berurah explained, is because it's not considered water anymore. We learned that any water that is because of the mud or anything like that will also be classified within that category, and one should not do Netilas Yodayim there. With regards to seawater, Mishnah Berurah says Netilas Yodayim is no good. However, Netilas Yodayim will be acceptable. Wishing you a very good Shabbos.